Thank you for being here this afternoon. Today I'll be talking about placental morphology and daughter's breast density in midlife. I feel silly using a microphone. I have a very loud voice, so I feel like I have to be quiet. So I have no financial relationships to disclose. Just a little roadmap from where we'll be going today. And to start off with our research question. Our research question was, is placental morphology associated with a woman's breast density in midlife? Our rationale for asking this question is that it's supported by known relationships between in utero factors and breast cancer, as shown in this slide. So what do we know today? We know that breast density is the strongest risk factor that we currently have for predicting breast cancer risk. We know that, based on evidence from the Child Health and Development Studies, that maternal smoking decreases a woman's breast density in midlife. We also know that birth weight is associated with breast cancer risk over the life course, and that birth weight contributes to body size and breast density, and that body size is also related to breast cancer risk. So we also know that maternal smoking affects placental characteristics. It led us down this course of asking this question: could the placental characteristics independently also be associated with breast density in midlife? So to talk a little bit about the placenta is the organ that connects the developing fetus to the mother via the uterine wall and provides the nutrients and waste disposal for the fetus via the maternal blood supply. The placenta is both maternal and fetal tissue. It's a sort of collaborative organ. As you can see at the picture at the top, placentas are effectively ellipses or ellipsoids. The placental characteristics we used in these analyses were collected using the standardized Binerski protocol and include diameter, thickness, and shape. We used the formulas for ellipse surface area and volume of ellipse in these analyses. Just to touch on the significance of this research question, placental characteristics are easily measured biomarkers that can be used to identify high-risk women at birth. It's a highly accessible biomarker, both physically and via ultrasound. It gives us the opportunity to identify risk factors for placental characteristics that are novel, potentially modifiable risk factors for breast cancer. And we may gain a clue to etiology via molecular studies of placental development. We also have opportunities for early intervention. How does one study placental characteristics and breast density in midlife? You need 50 years of follow-up. Fortunately for me, the Child Health and Development Studies has 50 years of follow-up. The CHDS enrolled pregnant women receiving obstetric service care at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland between 1959 and 1967. Over 15,000 pregnant women were enrolled in the study, and over 20,000 pregnancies were studied. The primary data collection included a standardized placental exam, medical record abstraction. There's a data and biospecimen archive. We've also developed a residence history. We follow for vital status, cancer history, and we also have quite a few ongoing contemporary follow-up studies that are going on in the second generation, who are, as you can see, age 50 plus currently. So one of these ongoing contemporary follow-up studies is what we call the breast density follow-up sample. And it sought to investigate early determinants of mammographic density. Women eligible for the study were age 44 to 48 between 2005 and 2008. The population includes sisters, and there was an oversample of high birth weight babies. Overall, there was a location rate of 81%, a response rate of 85%, and our analysis sample was ultimately 247 who had both mammograms and placental data available. So our statistical methods included PROCT mixed in order to account for non-independent observations, i.e. sisters, and our dependent variables were continuous. So the outcomes we'll be discussing today are percent density, represented by PD, dense area, represented by DA, and breast area, represented by BA, just to give you a heads up on the shorthand. So percent density, which is a frequently discussed measure of the density of the breast, is approximated by the dense area of the breast divided by the total area of the breast. And you can see that the dense area of the breast is pretty thickly white in the picture up there with the arrow pointing to it. So those are a comparison of a highly dense and a less dense breast. The mammographs for this project were read using a computer-assisted technique by Dr. Mary Beth Terry and Julie Flom, our collaborators at Columbia University. And our results. So, when looking at the relationship between placenta characteristics and percent density, we found some interesting effects. We found that as volume of the placenta increased, the percent density of the breast also increased. And we found that as the surface area and the thickness of the placenta decreased, as the surface area and the thickness of the placenta increased, the percent density of the breast decreased. So it's important to keep in mind in placental development that we see that surface area and thickness are sort of compensatory mechanisms for each other, that if a placenta isn't able to get bigger, it gets thicker, and if it can't get thicker, it gets bigger, it spreads. So effectively, the placenta, you know, needs to get big enough to be effective in order to support the pregnancy. And so these factors are believed to compensate for one another. And is one of the reasons that we see them going in opposite directions. So we also investigated the dense area of the breast exclusively and independent of total breast area. And the graph on the left illustrates this dynamic sort of interaction, where high volume placentas have higher density overall as compared to low volume placentas. And placentas that have a high area consistently, despite volume, it's interesting how they compare to each other, but these high area placentas have lower dense area compared to low area placentas. And the effects for volume and surface area were significant for both dense area and percent density. We also ran these models for breast area, and there was no relation. We found that there was no effect of placenta characteristics on breast area, and we believe that the placenta characteristics are acting on percent density mostly through dense area, which is why they look so similar if I had graphed both of them. So we found that the surface area and volume of the placenta both predicted breast density, but in opposing directions. Increasing placental volume is associated with higher dense area in the breast, while increasing surface area is associated with decreased dense area of the breast. Discuss our strengths and weaknesses. Oh, it's reversed. Okay. We have a prospective study that covers the lifespan from womb to midlife. We have in utero and adult mediators. Oh, I'm sorry. And I should go back and say, both of these second models adjusted for both prenatal factors and for adult BMI, and it's very interesting to see that the effects. No, it should be 0.1. 0.1, yes. No, it's 0. It's 0.1.
0.1.
Yeah. well, we can go back to that. But it was interesting to see that these effects remain even while adjusting for adult BMI. So, so we have adult and in utero mediators. The high birth weight population, a population believed to be at highest risk for breast cancer, is well represented in this group. Some of the weaknesses or limitations: we do have a small sample size. It is a selected sample, strength and a weakness. We do have some incomplete data. We were only able to use film mammograms. And we didn't have access to other structural characteristics such as collagen and stiffness of the breast. So that only leads us to our next investigations, where we hope to look into these areas as well. The takeaway message for today, we found that placenta characteristics were independently associated with percent density, independent of mother smoking, birth weight, and adult weight. And mother smoking and adult weight were both also associated with percent density. Placenta characteristics are Placenta characteristics are also independently associated with dense area, independent of maternal smoking and birth weight. And in fact, dense area was independent of adult weight, which was also quite interesting. And as I mentioned above, the breast area was not acted upon by placenta characteristics, though it is highly influenced by both birth weight and adult weight. Our conclusions: placental morphology may influence the structure of the breast and have implications for breast cancer risk in midlife, mediated by breast density. Placenta factors influence dense area, but not breast area. And environmental factors may influence placental morphology, presenting opportunities for breast cancer prevention. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my co-authors. I'd also like to thank Roberta Christensen for her belief in me, her encouragement, and innovative thinking that put us on this path. I'd like to thank all the CHDS staff, past and present, and the grants that have supported this work. Okay.
Thank you. Again, we have a couple minutes for a couple questions and hopefully time at the end for more questions. This was a very interesting talk. And are there questions or clarifications? Questions?
We also, so we had maternal smoking during pregnancy, which is a known predictor of breast density in midlife. Adult BMI is one of the other known risk factors. There wasn't anything else that was independently associated in our data. We didn't find anything that was independently. For the second generation. This is, yes. Yeah, we did not adjust for parity or breastfeeding habits. No.
Other questions? It seems like there's a lot to think about here, and you know, I'm racing back to my knowledge or lack of knowledge of placental growth and all that type of thing. So, what do you think's going on here? Can you kind of speculate a little bit?
Well. We've had many conversations about potential mechanisms for this, and I guess the issue is that it's very complicated. One of the things that we've talked about a lot is this issue of vascularization. You know, the placenta is effectively a vascular organ, and that in fact we do know in the CHDS that the placental characteristics are associated with maternal breast cancer risk. And that may be a marker of the ability to vascularize. And if you're, if you make vascular tissue more quickly or more easily, that might promote breast cancer, tumor growth. Mm. So these may be, it's hard to know how that translates into the fetal tissue, but that is an interesting sort of trajectory to think along, that this may be related to the ability to vascularize. We are doing ongoing follow-ups in the second generation currently, and we will be expanding the set of questions that we'll be asking and the ability to evaluate effects like breastfeeding and number of pregnancies. This is very much an initial look at the data that we've collected, sort of moving forward from a finding we had in the maternal sample and trying to assess whether or not it was a possible effect in the daughter sample as well.